The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. Talk a little bit of entertainment news to start off with. Well, actually, this whole program's about entertainment. But anyway, award shows are having a tough time of it these days. They're losing audience and ratings. For instance, most of the shows are reducing the number of presentations made during live broadcasts. For instance, the Oscars show this year will be handing out 8 awards before the show goes live. Awards for film editing, production design, sound, makeup and hairstyling, music, original scores, and the 3 short film awards, documentary, live action, and animated. They'll all be presented at the ceremony before the March 27th live broadcast begins on ABC. Last year's broadcast, severely altered by COVID-19, plummeted to an all-time low of 9.85 million viewers. Now, in 2018, that number was 29.6 million. This year, after several hostless Oscars, producers are turning to the trio of Amy Schumer, Regina Hall, and Wanda Sykes to MC. The show will also recognize the favorite movie as voted on by fans on Twitter. In remaking the Oscars to be less of a march-through awards, the Academy Awards will become a little more like the Tonys and Grammys, which have similarly shrunk the number of awards handed out during their telecast. That hasn't stopped a ratings slide for either, though. Both the Tonys and the Grammys notched new viewership lows in 2021. Comedian and award-winning actor Chris Rock will bring his stand-up tour to Durham in April. Rock's Ego Death World Tour will make its only stop in the Carolinas on April 16th at the Durham Performing Arts Center, of course known as DPAC. The show will be a phone-free experience. The use of cell phones, cameras, or recording devices, including smartwatches, will not be allowed at this event. Rock has won 4 Emmy Awards, 3 Grammy Awards, and is a New York Times best-selling author. This is his first tour in 5 years, and tickets are on sale. Checking the clubs around downtown Raleigh at the Lincoln Theater on East Cabrera Street. Friday, March 4th, Moonwater and Majdika at 8:30. Saturday, March 5th, Cosmic Charlie at 8:30. Wednesday, March 9th, Bad Fish, a tribute to Sublime, 20-year anniversary tour. That's at 8 o'clock. Thursday, March 10th, Mark Broussard at 8:30. Friday, March 11th, Duck with Julia. Saturday, March 12th, The Wild Ones, Thin Lizzy tribute, Road Crew, Motorhead tribute, and Star People, David Bowie tribute. That's all starts at 8. Same thing with Tuesday, March 15th, David Archuleta. Wednesday, March 16th, Reliant, Yeah Tour at 8. Saturday, March 19th, 80s versus 90s, featuring Joe Hero and Rockzilla. That starts at 8:30. Thursday, March 24th, Pancakes and Booze Art Show at 7. Saturday, March 26th, Third Eye, which is a Tool tribute, with Shortest Straw, which is a Metallica tribute, and that show starts at 8:30. And currently wrapping up the month of March on Wednesday, March 30th, Music Education Tour featuring Nito and DuPont Brass. Moving on to the Poorhouse Music Hall on South Blunt Street in Raleigh. Most shows start at 9, unless noted. All right, Wednesday, March 2nd, Song Therapy with Jason Adamo, George Haig, Presley Free, and Travis Shallow. The show starts at 8. Thursday, March 3rd, Of Good Nature with the 502s at 8 o'clock. Friday, March 4th, Daniel Donato with Dropping Plates and Move Me Brightly. That starts at 8. Saturday, March 5th, All Hell. Sunday, March 6th, Nordista Freeze with Daddy's Beamer and Chris Larkin at 8. Tuesday, March 8th, Clem Snide at 8 o'clock. Wednesday, March 9th, The Bones of J.R. Jones with Tall, Tall Trees at 8. Thursday, March 10th, The Hooks at 8. Friday and Saturday, March 11th and 12th, WKNC Double Barrel Benefit at 8. Sunday, March 13th, Old Blood with Cosmic Reaper and Cult Icon at 8. Wednesday, March 16th, The Way Down Wanderers with Porchlight Apothecary. Show starts at 8. Thursday, March 17th, Yo Mama's Big Fat Booty Band and The Fritz. Friday, March 18th, Pie Face Girls with Forteza and The Eccentrics. Saturday, March 19th, Sengoku, formerly Towers, with Lonnie Walker and Night Blooms. And then Sunday, March 20th, The Arcadian Wild at 8 o'clock. Finally, the Ritz on Industrial Drive in Raleigh. Most shows start at 8, unless noted. Friday, March 4th, Whale Under the Blue Moon Tour. Sunday, March 6th, St. Paul and the Broken Bones, the Alien Coast Tour. Friday, March 11th, The Theory of a Dead Man. Saturday, March 12th, Jasmine Sullivan, the Hose Tail Tour. Monday, March 14th, Jimmy Eat World and Dashboard Confessional, Surviving the Truth Tour. Wednesday, March 16th, YOLA. Friday, March 18th, the Industrial Strength Tour with Ministry and special guests. Tuesday, March 22nd, Beach House, Once Twice Melody Tour. Wednesday, March 23rd, 311. Thursday, March 24th, Epic High. Friday, March 25th, it's Dylan Scott, Living My Best Life Tour. Thursday, March 31st, Shaky Graves Was Here. All right, also downtown, Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Here we go with their schedule. Friday and Saturday, March 4th and 5th, Rachmaninoff Symphony No. 2. This is the North Carolina Symphony at Maymandy Concert Hall. Friday through Sunday, March 4th through the 6th, Sanctuary Road from the North Carolina Opera. They're proud to present the world stage premiere of Sanctuary Road from composer Paul Moravec and librettist Mark Campbell. The opera takes you on inspiring and harrowing journeys on the Underground Railroad, based on firsthand accounts recorded by William Still, a conductor on the railroad. Sanctuary Road gives voice to the passengers who made the dangerous trip to freedom. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Sunday, March 6th, the Intense Tour. This program features the top four finalists of India's Indian Idol Season 12 at Maymandy Concert Hall. March 10th through the 27th, it's Snow White, Carolina Ballet. The legendary fairy tale of Snow White comes to life in Zalman Raphael's latest creation, complete with new sets, costumes, and, of course, the seven of them. for this long-awaited balletic interpretation of Snow White. Raphael has collaborated again with the award-winning Shinji Ishima, composer of Carolina Ballet's emotionally moving Bariolage from September 2019. Friday, March 11th, Duke Energy Center, Dream Theater, Top of the World. Dream Theater is an American progressive metal band formed in 1985 under the name Majesty. To date, Dream Theater has released 15 studio albums. The group has sold over 12 million records worldwide and has received 3 Grammy Award nominations. This is at Memorial Auditorium. Friday and Saturday, March 11th and 12th, Beethoven Emperor Concerto. This is North Carolina Symphony event at Maymandy Concert Hall. Sunday, March 13th, Marcella, called the Latin Madonna and the Diva of Romantic Music. The Mexican-American reached fame in the 80s, reaching to sell more than 25 million records. And so far, Marcella is the only singer in Spanish to take over the top 10 of Billboard magazine with all the songs from the same album. And that's at Memorial Auditorium. Thursday, March 17th, Dan Tominski Band, Pinecone Event. Throughout his 30-plus year career, Tominski has left his mark in every corner of modern music. Tominski's voice famously accompanies George Clooney's performance of the Stanley Brothers classic song, I Am a Man of Constant Sorrow, in the film, O Brother, Where Art Thou? Friday, March 18th, Fletcher Opera Theater, Loquillo Flores. Friday and Saturday, March 18 and 19, the best of Broadway from the North Carolina Symphony at Maymandy Concert Hall. Now, Saturday and Sunday, March 19th and 20th, it's Trolls Live at Memorial Auditorium. Get ready for another hair-raising adventure when Poppy, Branch, and their friends come to life on stage, their first ever live tour. Tuesday, March 22nd, North Carolina Master Chorale Soldiers in Song. Freedom and patriotism resound this spring as the symphonic choir is joined by the United States Army Chorus in Maymandy Concert Hall. The performance will feature patriotic repertoire, works by Bruckner, Schumann, and Brahms, as well as arrangements from popular and musical theater genres. Thursday, March 24th, Daniel Habif Rouge Tour, writer, philanthropist, and entrepreneur known as one of the best and most important Spanish-speaking lecturers in the world. In the last 2 years, he has held more than 320 conferences, managing to appear in more than 170 cities, and achieving resounding success. And that's at Memorial Auditorium. Friday, March 25th, Friday favorites, all Mozart from the North Carolina Symphony at Maymandy Concert Hall. Also on Friday, March 25th, Lunasa, a Pinecone event. Extend your St. Patrick's Day celebration with a special Pinecone concert featuring Irish band Lunasa, named for an ancient Celtic harvest festival in honor of the Irish god Lu. Lunasa was formed in 1997. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday and Saturday, March 25 and 26, once again, all Mozart, North Carolina Symphony at Maymandy Concert Hall. Saturday, March 26th, Rodney Carrington, Let Me In. Rodney is a multi-talented comedian, actor, singer, and writer playing sold-out shows around the world as one of the top 10 highest-grossing touring comedians for the past 2 decades. This is at Memorial Auditorium. Monday, March 28th, who's live anyway, 90 minutes of hilarious improvised comedy and song, all of it based on audience suggestions. That's at May Mandy Concert Hall. Wednesday, March 30th, Beatles versus Stone, a musical showdown backed by popular demand. Two of the greatest bands of all time face off in a high-energy, adrenaline-pumping musical showdown. The Fab Four, represented by tribute band Abbey Road, will engage in a barrage of hits against premier Rolling Stones tribute band Satisfaction. It's a face-off you won't want to miss, and that's at Fletcher Opera Theater. Finally, Thursday, March 31st, Henry Rollins, Good to See You 2022 tour. Henry will faithfully recount the events of his life in the brief pre-COVID period since the last tour, and when things got even stranger over the last several months. It's been an interesting time, to say the least, and that's at Fletcher Opera Theater. Moving on to the listings at PNC Arena. Wednesday, March 2nd, it's the Eagles with their Hotel California 2022 tour. The Eagles, featuring Don Henley, Joe Walsh, and Timothy B. Schmidt, with Deacon Frey and Vince Gill. Saturday, March 19th, Winter Jam 2022. This is Christian music's biggest multi-artist tour. Sunday, March 27th, the original Harlem Globetrotters Spread Game Tour. Friday, April 1st, Mike Epps' No Remorse Comedy Tour. Saturday, April 9th, Bon Jovi. Sunday, May 22nd, John Mulaney. And then moving into the summer, it's New Kids on the Block with the Mixtape Tour 2022. Shawn Mendes with Dermot McKinney, Wonder the World Tour. And Rage Against the Machine, the Public Service Announcement Tour. Then in August, Roger Waters, This Is Not a Drill Tour. And Kevin Hart, Reality Check Tour. That's all at PNC Arena. All right, a reminder that the Merlefest 2022 is coming. It's set for Thursday, April 28th, and it runs through Sunday, May 1st. Merlefest started following the death of guitarist Eddie Merle Watson, the son of the late American music legend Doc Watson. All right, a multimedia exhibit of Vincent van Gogh's famous works is headed to Raleigh in March. Van Gogh, the immersive experience, will include 20,000 square feet of lights and sound set amid two-story projections of the artist's works. The event promises a 360-degree experience that includes a separate gallery with a virtual reality experience, a day in the life of the artist. Tickets for the event are on sale via the event website, vangoexpo.com/Raleigh. Prices start at $34.90 for adults and $19.90 for kids. Still no word on where the exhibit will occur. Okay, Duke performances. All-stars shows start at 8 o'clock, unless noted. Saturday, March 19th, Frachi, Menez, and Nakamatsu Trio. This is at the Baldwin Auditorium and is part of the Chamber Arts Series. The trio joins forces for a devilish program of thrilling virtuosity and expressive freedom. Thursday, March 24th, Lorelei Ensemble, esteemed for their full-bodied and radiant sound, that from the New York Times. Lorelei brings an eclectic and refreshing program, fusing music from the Italian Renaissance and Baroque and the 21st Century. That's at Baldwin Auditorium. Saturday, March 26, Jompy Quartet, American composer Christopher Theophanidis found inspiration in a 12th century Sufi allegorical poem for his 2018 Conference of the Birds, a work that combines music and poetry. Sunday, March 27th, we'll go back to Jompy Quartet. It's being held at Baldwin Auditorium. Same for Imani Wins, a women's perspective, Sunday, March 27th. For more than two decades, this New York City-based and Grammy Award-nominated Wynn Quintet has brought diversity, virtuosity, and vision to classical music. Tuesday, March 29th, Phil Cook at the Nelson Music Room. And Thursday, March 31st, Les Filles d'Iligad, the artists hail from a secluded Tuareg village composed of nomadic families in the Sahara Desert in central Niger. This is at Motorco Music Hall. Then at Carolina Performing Arts, Friday, March 4th, Sandeep Das and the Hum Ensemble, Delhi to Damascus, a new concert celebrating the shared history between India and the Middle East and inspired by Sanskrit phrase meaning the world is one family. This is at Moser Auditorium at Hill Hall. Wednesday, March 9th, Ronald K. Brown's Evidence Dance Company with Michelle Indago O'Cello. 35th anniversary celebration. The dancers go on a physical journey toward justice in response to assault, resolving in joy and surrender. This is at Memorial Hall. Tuesday, March 22nd, Mailer Chamber Orchestra, featuring Mitsuko Uchida, piano and director, founded in 1997, and based on the shared vision of being a free and international ensemble, the Mailer Chamber Orchestra is dedicated to creating and sharing exceptional experiences in classical music, also at Memorial Hall at 7:30. Then Thursday, March 24th, The Spark with Tiff Merritt, featuring Marcella Murray, David Newman, and Ty Blow of Advanced Beginner Group. And this is a virtual event. And Tuesday, March 29th, the Martha Graham Dance Company, Human and Nature. For nearly 100 years, the Martha Graham Dance Company has helped define modern dance. Memorial Hall at 7:30. Okay, Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. All shows start at 8 unless noted. Friday, March 4th, it is Ronnie Chang, the Hope You Get Rich Tour. Saturday, March 5th, Beverly Botsford, Drum Talk. This show starts at 11 a.m., part of the Family Saturday series. Saturday, March 12th, Mike Birbiglia Live, comedian, storyteller, director, podcaster, producer, and actor who has performed in front of audiences worldwide. His show starts at 7. Sunday, March 13th, the Chamber Orchestra of the Triangle, Opera Undressed, and it starts at 3. Tuesday, March 14th, Graham Nash. Legendary artist Graham Nash is a two-time Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee. First with Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and, of course, with the Hollies. Saturday, March 19th, the ICCA South Semifinal. The Varsity Vocals International Championship of a cappella is the only international tournament that showcases the art of student a cappella singing. That show starts at 7. Monday, March 21st, Sonia de los Santos, La Golondrina, a musical journey from Latin America to New York City. There are two shows, 9:45 a.m. and 11:20 a.m. Friday through Sunday, March 25th through the 27th, the Durham Savoyards present Gilbert and Sullivan's The Pirates of Penzance, considered by many to be the most enjoyable of the productions written by Gilbert and Sullivan. The Pirates of Penzance follows Frederick, a young man who was signed on as a pirate due to an error, but has faithfully served the terms of his contract until his 21st birthday. Shows are at 8 on Friday, 7 on Saturday, and 3 on Sunday. That's the Durham Savoyards, March 25th through the 27th. Tuesday, March 29th, Welcome to Night Vale. Our host, Cecil, and his beautiful scientist husband, Carlos, are building a new house for themselves, but strange occurrences and ghostly encounters are plaguing the construction process. It's probably nothing. After all, how could a house be haunted before it's even done being built? And let me see. April 1st, which is a Friday, Trevor Wallace, Are You That Guy tour starts at 7. Saturday, April 2nd, The Magic of African Rhythm show is at 11 a.m. Saturday, April 2nd, Gary Gulman, born on third base with over 25 years in comedy, Gary Gulman has established himself as an eminent performer and peerless writer. Wednesday, April 6th, it is Paper Hand Puppet Intervention. Friday, April 8th, Verdas's Manic Man World Tour. And that just about wraps it up for this week. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, call us at 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.